Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Big Sur residents are stranded again as weather threatens to wreak more havoc. Locals are already dealing with a landslide that took out a chunk of Highway 1 this past weekend. Now, the convoys that have served as residents' only way out have been put on hold for Thursday and Friday. So, for at least the next 2 days, there's no way out. Nick Pasquale is Monterey County's communication director.
The Big Sur community has been tremendous. They've extended tremendous hospitality to people who were initially stranded there, the tourists and visitors of the area. They're resourceful, they're hardy, and they pull together.
Officials say roughly 1,500 people are directly impacted. A new bill would allow victims of doxing to sue the people who have targeted them. Doxing occurs when someone publishes a person's private data, specifically to harass them. Kathy Moleg with the nonprofit Trans Family Support Services in San Diego says her work has led to her being doxed in the past.
The rise of online harassment and dissemination of hateful rhetoric has created a climate of fear that undermines the very fabric of our society. When someone is doxxed, they not only face the effects of those harms, but are left feeling there are little to no resources to hold the offender accountable.
Doxing is already a crime, but the bill from San Diego Assemblyman Chris Ward would allow victims to sue for as much as $30,000 for their pain and suffering. California is by far the main U.S. source of a planet-warming pesticide used by exterminators to kill termites in homes. KQED's senior science editor Kevin Stark has the details of a new study out this week.
California is home to the western drywood termite. Fumigation is the most common method to kill this pest. That's when a home is wrapped in a brightly colored tent and pumped full of the pesticide SO2F2. But the chemical is a far more potent greenhouse gas than previously known. And study author Jans Mueller from Scripps says state regulators aren't tracking it.
So even though SO2F2 is a very small fish in the ocean, it's an example of things we are not officially looking into or missing from the inventories.
Air regulators are studying the chemical, but have not yet included it in their official tally of greenhouse gases. For the California Report, I'm Kevin Stark.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History has a new specimen on display, a fossilized bone from a giant creature never before found along the Central Coast. As KAZU's Jeremiah Edding reports, the fossil is at least 11,000 years old and was discovered by some very early career scientists.
Asher Raines isn't your typical paleontologist. He doesn't have a fancy degree, not yet at least, he's 7 years old. But Raines has already made a huge discovery.
Well, I was playing and I just found it right there in front of me.
Jackson Mulry, one of Raines' classmates, knew they had found something big.
I thought it might have been a fossil.
Which is what we're all here to see at the Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History, peering through a glass case at a large fossilized bone. It's reddish in color and almost looks like a piece of wood. But as Ryder Antos, another classmate, explains...
It's a prehistoric animal.
A prehistoric sloth, to be exact, called a Jefferson ground sloth, and it has never been found in Santa Cruz County. That is until these young explorers found this bone in a creek bed last spring.
We were building a dam and looking for crawdads.
The other co-scientists of this discovery were Vivian Lane and Harrison Makuta. They're all students at Terra Redwood School, a small private elementary school in the Santa Cruz Mountains. How do you guys feel knowing that you found this?
Amazing.
I think this discovery is by far one of the most important discoveries in paleontology for Santa Cruz history.
Wayne Thompson has worked as a paleontologist in Santa Cruz County for 47 years. How many times have you come across a discovery like this one?
Once. This is a complete, unique one-off.
He says we've known about mammoths and mastodons in our area, camels, ancient horses, giant bison, cave bears.
But not until now have we known about a ground sloth.
The Jefferson ground sloth, or Megalonyx jeffersonii to scientists, is a giant creature with a blunt snout and long curved claws. Its fossil was first described by Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, the Thomas Jefferson. The sloth is about 10 feet in length and grew to the size of an ox, weighing over 2,000 pounds.
Besides their, you know, their long claws, they had huge arms. The arms on these things were just immense.
The fossilized bone the students found belonged to the sloth's enormous left arm.
So it gives us this opportunity or window back in time to look at Santa Cruz from an age that is long gone.
The sloth fossil isn't the only recent discovery like this one in Santa Cruz County. Last May, a mastodon tooth was found on Rio Del Mar State Beach. Thompson identified that one too. Why such amazing discoveries so close together?
That's a great question. When it rains, it pours.
Literally. He says the intense rain and flooding last winter likely stripped away layers of sediment, unearthing some of these prehistoric relics.
During one of the former El Nino events, the Love Creek Slide years, we found a giant mastodon skull for the first time. And so certainly these years where there's incredible erosion in Santa Cruz County opens up the opportunity to find these creatures that have been long buried.
That's not lost on Jackson Mulry and his classmates, who are still hoping to find the rest of the giant sloth. They say now that the storms have happened, they're excited to keep exploring.
There's probably some new evidence that there's more of the skeleton there.
Do you think you're going to be a fossil finder in the future, a future paleontologist?
Yep.
You didn't have to dig too deep to figure that one out. For the California Report, I'm Jeremiah Edding in Santa Cruz.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, April 4th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.